I make up things all the time and tell my kids.
Yeah, you call it creative parenting, but yeah. I've been telling you for years that you might be doing damage you can't undo.
I realize that I have truly become my mother at some points in life. Did your parents ever make you believe something when you were a kid, and then as you were adult, you realize, wait a minute, that was fake the whole time? So, I tore my ACL, my meniscus, and my right knee. So I'm like in this brace, and I have all these new fears now because of the constantly being in a brace and being afraid I'm going to hurt myself and all that. So I was having a conversation with my daughter over the last couple of weeks, and I realized that I've probably taken this too far. Here's a conversation we had last night.
Hayden, what has mommy taught you?
To be careful when I get in and out of the shower because you think that I'm going to slip and fall.
And what can happen if you slip and fall?
I can die.
Because what are you going to hit?
My head.
And it's common. It happens a lot, right?
It's like a known fact.
Hayden now believes
that
happening people all the time
on the news every night. I always catch the update. Coming up in 12 minutes, the weather. And 7 people lost today through shower accidents. I mean, okay. It's a known fact.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But then I was thinking about it. I was like, there's plenty of known fact things that when I was growing up, I could not sleep with a bra on. You want to know why you're not allowed to sleep with a bra on?
I have no idea.
Because your chest doesn't grow if you sleep with a bra on. I believed that my whole life.
Right.
I believed that.
Right.
Your feet, the way that your bed is, if your bed faces the door of your bedroom,
yes,
you'll die.
Yes, no, I know. You've told me that.
Because that's how people sleep in the morgue. These are all things that my mom taught me that I truly believed until at one point I was like, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't think my parents taught me a lot of fake stuff so much as maybe they showed me too much honesty, like through their divorce and stuff like that. Like, I would have probably rather have been lied to a little bit, but you know.
1-800-330-9999. What did your parents make you believe when you were a kid that as an adult you realized probably wasn't true? Hi, it's Ian on Raven.
I remember being told as a child, like, if I ever see a white van, that's definitely an abductor. Like, someone's going to try to snatch me and take me away.
If they offer you candy, yes. Everybody knows that. If an open van opens the door and they say, do you want this Snickers bar? Yes, they're going to take you.
Yeah, what's worse, though? The white van, or is it the van that has, like, the painting on the side of it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there would be a boat on an ocean or some, look like a Norman Rockwell painting or something on the side of the van. That's a creepy van.
Because
you know there's a
waterbed
in there.
The white van was always the one that I was always scared of. To this day, when I see a white van, I'm like, what's back there? It's candy to lure kids in.
It's probably like a local painting company or something like that. Could be a ladder, like a tarp. A couple buckets. always buckets.
1-800-330-9999. What did your parents really ingrain in you when you were a kid make you believe? And now you question its validity. I call it creative parenting, and I never thought I would do it. But now that I'm an adult and have my own children, I'm just like my mom. I make up things, and I tell my kids, and I make them believe it. And one day they'll realize that it's all fake.
You're a filthy, filthy liar. I've seen you do it. I saw you told your oldest years ago that anybody that was in the area, a guy would kidnap them if she didn't stay by your side.
Did she leave my side? Right.
Still, these were regular gentlemen in public areas. They were not kidnappers.
1-800-330-9999. What did your parents teach you when you were a kid and then you realized as an adult it just wasn't real?
Actually, it was me that taught my children that the ice cream truck turns into a music truck when it's all out of ice cream. They never asked me for ice cream because they always thought it was out of ice cream.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I feel this is your confession. I feel like you owe me a push-up right now. I want some sort of ice cream treat to keep this secret for you or whatever. That's terrible.
I think it's genius.
It sounds effective.
Anna and Raven, what did your parents teach you as a kid that you realized was...
My parents taught me that there was a Geltschweizer that lived in the backyard.
A what?
A Geltschweizer.
Wait, what is
what
that?
What is that?
Well, that's a little man that he greets money.
Oh, okay. So you had a panhandler in your backyard, apparently? All right.
Hi, Tana and Raven. What did your parents teach you when you were a kid that you know is fake now?
One of the things that they always told me when I was a little kid was that it was illegal to drive with the light turned on inside the car, and only criminals did that.
You know what? So this is actually a common thing. A lot of people still believe that driving with the light on inside the car is illegal because it's distracting.
That.
And I believe that it's up to interpretation. I think a cop can actually write you a ticket for that.
I think so. You can't see the road well.
I don't think it's per se illegal, but again, judgment. They could say, oh, it's distracting or whatever.
It's definitely,
that's a great call.
Definitely only criminals do that, though. They're about that.
100%, yeah. Sir. Yeah. Hope you better not be doing that today. We'll report you.
Anna and Raven, what did your parents instill in you when you were a kid that now as an adult you know is fake?
Well, it wasn't me, but it was my cousin. She had a fish when she was a kid that died and while she was away, and when she came home it was a different color, and her parents told her that the fish comes to a point in its life when it changes colors.
Puberty. I love it. That is so good.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean,
voice started changing on that fish.
All of us had parents that told us like one of our animals went to a farm, right?
Well,
I mean, I don't think mine went to a farm.
I don't think there's a farm that has dead animals.
It's
a cemetery.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no. Anna and Raven, what did you believe as a kid that you realize as an adult is not real?
I believe that George Washington used to come to every house to check to make sure the kids were sleeping at night.
That's how we did it in America. Are you kidding me? That's why he was the greatest president. All right?
He's like Santa.
What are you telling me? That ain't true?
And I have trouble with dollar bills till this day.
Uh-huh. Well, GW can tuck me in whenever he wants. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Happy Veterans Day.
What did your parents teach you as a kid that you didn't realize till you were an adult was just not true? 1-800-330-9999. You know, what I realized, Raven, is that I learned from the best. My mom was a pro at making up things when we were kids, making us believe it. And it wasn't until we got older till we realized half of it was make-believe.
Well, childcare, I mean, lying can be useful, right? You know, necessity, the mother of all invention. You don't want them to go near something, warn them off. Make sure it seems like it's some sort of pit of disaster.
1-800-330-9999. What did your parents make you believe when you were a kid that was totally fake? My mom tells my daughter, Dakota, that there's monsters under the table at restaurants.
I know.
And she tells her that because she always tries to go under the table. So finally, one day, she so calmly was like, Dakota, the monster under the table.
Yeah.
You know, her thick Italian accent.
Right.
And Dakota just froze. And now she believes that there's monsters under every restaurant table and she won't go underneath. It's kind of genius.
I mean, it's terrible. But it's effective.
Yep.
It works.
I remember when we were growing up, we had like the boiler switch at the top of the basement stairs.
Sure.
And you're not, like, we were never
can't
allowed
touch
to touch
that,
it.
Right.
But Joe,
it
my brother, used to touch it all the time. So finally she explained to us that if any of us flipped that switch, that the house would blow up.
Oh, of course.
Right. So we were terrified. And God forbid by accident we came too close to it when we were trying to turn on the lights in the basement.
We were diving out the back door.
No!
Right.
Hi!
Running through the slider. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your parents make you believe when you were a kid that wasn't real?
Hi, yeah. So every time I would go to someone's house, my mom was like, don't be rude. Don't ask anything. So anytime someone would be very polite and ask, oh, would you like water? Would you like food? I'd always say no. I felt like I couldn't ask. And now, like, even when I go to, like, a nail salon or anywhere and they ask, like, would you like anything? I have the habit of saying no and refusing everything. I don't know why.
I do, too.
Yeah. Same here.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know, man, because you don't trust.
I get, whenever they offer a bottle of water, I always say no. I could be so thirsty.
Right.
I haven't had a drink of water all day, and they'll be like, would you like a bottle of water while you get your manicure? I'm like, no, I'm good. Why? I'm so thirsty. Why do I say no?
You can use some water.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What thing was ingrained in you when you were a kid that's ridiculous?
When you get too close to the microwave and it gives you cancer.
Oh, everybody heard that.
Right.
Is it? It was never true?
I don't know. I'm still eating it.
Do you know anybody
You're
who's
still
got
eating
cancer?
I don't.
Mean, we all know people that have gotten cancer.
Yeah, but not from the microwave.
We can't prove that we got it from the microwave standing next to the microwave, right?
Right. From the microwave.
I mean, who knows? We don't know. All I know is that I really, really like my vegetables to be ready in 90 seconds or less.
Mm-hmm.
And if my Chinese food cools off a little bit, I throw it in there for 45 and sprinkle a little water on the rice, and it's like it's new.
Good news.
And name one thing out there that they say doesn't give you cancer. Everything gives you cancer these days.
Fair point.
According to cancer.org, microwaves are not known to cause cancer.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, microwave.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the thing that they ingrained in you when you were a kid that's ridiculous?
Sitting too close to the TV will make you blind.
Ever since I went really large on my TVs, I was fine before when I had a big room. But there was one time in my old house that I had a narrow room. And we had a large TV in there. I had bought the TV before we bought the house. So I was closer to the TV. And when I was watching that TV in that house, it felt like I had to turn my head to see one side of the TV versus the other. And then my eyes started to go bad after that.
Oh.
Now, at the same time, something else was simultaneously happening.
Can you guess? Old age.
That's right.